Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Childhood obesity is running rampant in our country. It's causing crisis of epic proportions. And looking toward the future, it's going to cost our country millions upon millions in health care costs, increased health care problems for the children today that are looking forward to being 40, 50, 60, and may not make it if their obesity continues. My guest is Lieutenant Commander Dr. Andrew Baldwin. He's board certified in family medicine. He's a U.S. Navy physician, humanitarian, media personality. He's an Ironman finisher, marathoner. I could go on, but I'm not, because we'd like to talk about childhood obesity. So, Dr. Baldwin, what do you want parents to know from you about getting up, getting fit, getting their children away from the video games and off the couch, something to challenge parents to get their children into shape so we don't suffer from this crisis?
I just like to challenge parents to really lead by example and get their children up and moving. And the way that children learn their behaviors is through observation, and those behaviors that they learn growing up is directly, intricately tied to the behaviors of their parents. And I think many parents out there, they're looking for help. They're looking for resources and ways to do that. And sometimes it's as simple as just turning off that television set, limiting screen time, and looking at parks in their area or their backyard if they have that, looking to do things as a family together, whether it be hiking or playing tennis or going playing basketball. A lot of times parents need to look at themselves in the mirror and say, what is it about me that I can change to be a better example for my children?
So your first advice is role modeling, being a good role model, and getting out and playing with your kids. Because you know what, Dr. Baldwin, in my house, it is not a democracy, it's a dictatorship. And I say to my kids, get up and go outside. Let's go. We're going on a bike ride. Or let's go. We're going to go play Foursquare. And, you know, they might go back and forth about it, but they end up having a better time when they get to spend that time with their parents.
Absolutely. There's a big difference between a parent that says, hey, come on, let's go out and play and let's, do something active together versus someone ordering them to just go outside and play while that parent remains inside and sedentary themselves. And so, yes, you're absolutely right that what I think is so key is role modeling and leading by example. And it builds better family dynamics as well.
It does. Now, what about eating? Because, you know, we're such a nation of processed food, junk food, quick food, microwave food. And, you know, you run marathons. You're a triathlete. I did my first triathlon last year. Thank you very much. What do you eat? And how can you tell parents about feeding their children fuel, Dr. Baldwin, to help them to achieve a modicum of activity? Because the feeding the kids part is some of the hardest part in getting rid of this obesity problem.
Absolutely. And that's another exercise that you can do together as a family. I think it's so important that sometimes parents aren't educated on what healthy foods are. They don't know that sticking to the outsides of the grocery store or where the fresh produce is, they might not know how to take the time to cook effectively. And so shopping together and taking the time to educate not only oneself as a parent, but their children as well. And then cooking is fun. Cooking together as a family, taking the time, making that our priority, instead of saying, hey, I'm very busy, I need to go through this fast food line. And there really are affordable, healthy foods out there. It just takes the time. You need to back away from the fast-paced lifestyle and say, hey, this is something that is my life, it's my body, they're my children. Let's take the time to see what we can find in terms of cooking classes, experiment, ask questions. And there's so many resources out there from dietitians, nutritionists, and their physicians that can talk to you about education is power. And so that's something, again, I believe that family can do together to build that family dynamic.
Great advice. Taking cooking classes. In my family, we like to start. I have my children start from seed, and they learn to garden with me. They don't love the weeding part, but they garden, and they help me pick the vegetables, and then they help me cook them. And as a result, I'm a lucky parent because I have children.
It's fun, right?
It's so much fun, and they'll eat every vegetable, everything that I put in front of them, and it's because I got them involved in the whole process.
Yep. Exactly. It's suddenly eating your green beans and your peas isn't so daunting anyhow when you actually have grown those vegetables.
It is. It's so much fun. Now I'm going to, you know, we don't have a long segment, but I want to tackle the bigger picture, Dr. Baldwin, because we've touched on eating and we've touched on exercise and motivation and parents role modeling, but the childhood obesity epidemic is looming large. Sidewalks, inadequate for children to walk to school, parks you mentioned, some of them are not safe, or in urban areas there are food deserts. How is a community, and you're a humanitarian, you go all over the world doing things, how can we of this country right now start doing something to help our community get healthier?
Again, it's taking a look in the mirror and saying, who is my community? Where is my sphere of influence? And doing what you can with the spotlight that you have. And we're not all somebody that, you know, does have it's been in the media, who has a large, you know, that someone might be tempted to say, I can't do anything about this, but that's not true. Everybody has a role that they can play, and it affects each and every one of us, our future. And getting involved in spreading the word, raising awareness through, you know, things like Exercise is Medicine and Let's Move and all these great organizations that are out there, they have, you know, basically turnkey programs in place that you can bring to your own community. And that's where it comes back to this leadership and, you know, leading by example and also leading within your community to raise awareness about this issue. Because it's such a complex problem, and there's individual things you can do as a family, but also from a policy standpoint in our communities, taking charge, getting out there and really making an impact. Everybody can do that.
Well, and attending school board meetings, the schools are cutting recess and gym in favor of academics. And while that's important, we need to catch up to other countries. If kids don't run around at recess, Dr. Baldwin, they're not getting their beans out. They can't think straight. So they're not going to learn much better if they don't get to run around. So attending those meetings, being involved in your community, and the Let's Move campaign, you've been involved in that. So tell us your best advice for getting our families up, going, moving, a healthier youth for a healthier future.
Well, it's not just about you moving yourself physically, but it's, you know, about actively getting out there and, you know, meeting others. It's about community. It's about going to the school board meeting. It's about looking at around for resources. And it's about, you know, banding together as a team to, you know, affect policy and make definitive change for our future. That's what, you know, as citizens of this nation, it's our duty to do that. If we truly want a healthy future, we need to be active in our communities.
And you're an ambassador for Run for Something Better program, which targets childhood obesity and refueling with chocolate milk, too.
I am. So Run for Something Better is a great example of a corporation, a private corporation through ING, where they are really putting their resources towards school running programs and for inner city kids and getting them up and moving and teaching them those life lessons. And so, you know, not only at home can we have an impact in, you know, teaching those behaviors, but focusing on areas like school, where there might not be the resources that are necessary. I think it's a great example of a corporation that's realizing that, you know, that there's definitely something socially that they can do to make a true impact on our future.
Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant Commander Dr. Andrew Baldwin. Thank you for all you're doing. Remember that you can, you know, train your body. You can motivate and perform. You can help your children with this childhood obesity epidemic that we're facing. Be a good role model. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.